Welcome to Open Line. Open Line is an official forum hosted by Naval Station officials. For all the current information you need, keep it tuned in to Radio Gitmo.
All right, good afternoon, Gitmo. Welcome to the ultimate afternoon experience. This past weekend, Guantanamo Bay came alive with excitement as the community gathered for the highly anticipated Firefighter Ball, a night that exceeded all expectations. With an electrifying atmosphere, attendees were thrilled by a surprise performance from a Michael Jackson lookalike whose moves and energy captivated the crowd. The dance floor was packed with people showing off their flashiest moves to the sounds of an incredible DJ. It was a party for the ages, cementing itself as the island's event of the year and a weekend highlight for all who attended. Whether you're powering through work, taking a midday break, or just chilling at home, we're here to keep you company with great music, fresh news, and plenty of laughs. Get ready for the perfect blend of upbeat tunes, our guests, and all the fun chatter to keep your spirits high. Let me just first say, hey, Fire Chief, I know you're listening out there. We had a bet, and unfortunately, we don't have the I Love LA song, but we are going to play The Show Goes On, right? So, but thanks for the friendly bet. You know, as a Yankees fan, I guess I'll have to wait until next year. But let's talk about the Firefighter Ball. It was a great event. It was really good. You know, she hyped it up. They hyped it up. And, it was remarkable. They did a great job. And I think everyone had a great time.
I saw a lot of the photos. They looked like everyone had a fantastic time. So.
All right, so we got Alex in the station this morning. How was your weekend?
It was awesome. I thought he was practicing I Love LA. Wasn't he just done that a couple minutes ago?
He was looking up the lyrics for
Yeah, that's what I thought he was doing.
I love LA.
Hey, Fire Chief, just looking out for you, man. Now, I can't. Your sentiments as well, sir. Awesome weekend this weekend. You know, enjoyed the festivities as well. You know, I know someone who kind of works there. Anyways, no, it was great. Overall, second year that we've gone to it, you know, our Michael Jackson impersonator, he stepped it up. I got to tell you, the lights were new this year.
Oh, yeah.
So that was just, I mean, yeah. If you got a video of it, you got to watch it. Give him his kudos, give him his shout outs, all that good stuff. But overall, great night. Yeah. Really good night.
It was really good.
Yeah. Oh, look at her. She's out there already smiling at me.
I know. Yes. Yeah.
She's like, keep hyping it up. Keep hyping
the devil's out of here.
But no, overall, great weekend. You know, tracking whatever was happening and now it's happening, right?
Right.
Kind of.
But, yeah, you know. it's wet outside. Yeah, it's coming.
Love it.
So, yeah, be prepared.
Yeah, I thought Senior Chief House was back in town. That's why it was raining the way it. Hope someone can share that with him in Bahrain. But no, overall, how was your weekend? Enjoy your naps?
Yeah. Did I take that? I did not take as many naps because there was the health fair. Also this weekend, did you see any part of that?
No, I didn't go.
So it was I was actually in the next it was really, really nice. They had like a bunch of things going on. Reminded me back at NMCSD San Diego, how they always had their health fair. So it reminded me of what I call a little bit of home in essence. But a lot of fun events, push-up, pull-up, plank competitions. People were getting their flu shots, a lot of information, you know, to keep yourself healthy, things, you know, because sometimes I think a lot of people feel like there's not necessarily a lot of resources here because we're isolated, but they have a lot of resources that the hospital has available to you. So they were out there, you know, letting you know about what was available to you. So I went to that on Saturday, and that was actually very nice.
Glad you brought that up. It was a great event. Big shout out to my team. They were participating in that, but even bigger shout out to the hospital for putting that all together, keeping us healthy and safe and all that good stuff. So it was a good event.
Said there was a lady out there that was doing sit-ups. And I think she did over 300 plus sit-ups.
Oh, I heard 600. Let's start that rumor.
Oh, wow.
I don't know about all that, but I do know. I have a Saturday Lieutenant Bean who did like at least a 4-minute plank out there. She was like second for the planks out there. So, I mean, they were really getting it. So,
okay.
It was a fun time.
So, a plank's when you put a piece of fish on something and put it on the barbecue, right?
To help support
you. Oh, okay. Never mind. That's something else.
That's the only plank I would like to know about.
All right, you want to get into it?
All right, let's get into it.
All right, still offloading the barge. As everybody knows, I know it was kind of a quick turnaround barge this time around because obviously we knew what weather was going to do and all that good stuff. So, again, all your favorites back out. Again, folks, you know, there's a couple of opportunities. I know a lot of we've got some cat food that we are doing a bulk order on because I know we've got a lot of that. Don't look at me like that. I know you tell me that.
Look, I've been looking at search and I was like, I'm not going to say nothing.
Yeah, well, believe me. So, between that, we talked about the Gatorade issue, heavy whipping cream back in stock, all that good stuff. Again, more of our holiday stuff is out. Cookies look the best that's looked in the 6 years I've been here.
Okay.
That's what happens when you get 100% fill rate, right? Mm-hmm. And just Mondelez cookies will make that very clear to everyone. Goldfish are in stock. I mean, regular cookies. I saw a lot of people bulking up for the holiday season. A lot of the holiday cookies are already gone as well. So shout out to the community. Thanks for coming out and making those purchases. And we hid them in like a back corner and you still found them.
Look, we saw the food cake out there too. We were like,
yeah, right?
That LCS so. Or that U.S. Coast Guard cutter. They found them.
So, like I said, team's working on it, putting out some holiday stuff still. I mean, we've got gingerbread houses in already. We got a lot of the one-time buys, like we like to call them, the holiday assortment that's out. Not a whole lot of Halloween candy left over, so a lot of that stuff's kind of carrying over. So shout out to the community for buying all that up as well. Holiday stuff, again, we've got a little bit of Christmas sweaters coming in, holiday purchases, gift bags, things like that. So, I know most folks like to leave Island towards that last weekend. I know MWR is going to be here talking about events that are going on in the holiday season. So that being said, like I said, we're ramping up for that big sale. We all know about it. Navy Blue Friday. We'll talk about it a little bit more in a couple minutes. However, I always like to say this holiday kind of kicks off the holiday season, though it's a great holiday to remember our veterans, right? Mm-hmm. So Veterans Day is obviously this Monday, so we'll be observing holiday hours. That said, that Monday, for you veterans here stationed on the installation, we will be giving out a veteran's coin. So it is limited to supplies. Nice. While supplies last, now mind you, we are doing that on the honor system, so don't be that dude, all right? Well, I'll be calling I'll be calling that dude over there. And saying, hey, no, I'm just kidding. No, like I said, while supplies last, we actually got them in time. Previous years, they didn't come in on time. However, it's a great event. Come on out first thing in the morning when we open at 9 o'clock. Like I said, while supplies last, the team will be there with a table, handing out the coins, all that good stuff. Otherwise, we do have a sale going on, Veterans Day sale. Scratcher starts on Thursday, the 7th through the 11th. So you'll scratch off that free thing off of a soda or something like that, and they get 5% off that big screen TV. Anyways,
right. Going we for move the 15%, 25% over there. No 5% this time.
All right. Big numbers.
Yeah,
no whammies.
Exactly.
No whammies.
So Veterans Day sales the 3rd through the 9th, right? And then we have a home sale that's through the 15th. There's a lot of sales that are, like I said, it's a great holiday to kick off kind of our holiday season. Obviously, we want to remember all our veterans as well. However, it kind of kicks off the holiday season with the big sale that's happening as well. So again, most of our ads are all digital. So check out our MyNavyExchange.com to kind of sign up and take a look at all of our weekly ads and all that good stuff. So can't go without talking about it. We've started it. The beta test is official. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Station 5, Station 4, Station 3. No, we cannot change the name, the wording, and no, we can't change your voice. So that being said, we are beta testing our new line queue. We've been talking about it for the last couple months. I know Skipper's been excited. The Triad's been excited. You've went to go check it out. What'd you think?
Checked it out. It was very efficient. Yeah.
Right. So the team's excited about it. They kind of get to push the buttons and bring people over and all that good stuff. So again, we are in the beta test mode right now. So again, community, you've been awesome throughout this entire experience with the renovation and also with the line and all that good stuff. That said, don't be surprised that we change it up again. We are ordering even more equipment, better line stanchions, all that good stuff, trying to take a look at it. For those of you who are kind of worried about the day after Thanksgiving, we've got a plan in place for that already. So, otherwise it's going to be Station 5, Station 4, Station 3, Station 4. It's going to be mad chaos. Navy Blue Friday, as most of you all know, coming up this, obviously, at the end of November here. That being said, though, again, just ask for the community's patience while we kind of work the kinks out, all that good stuff. For those of you wondering why the TV is where it's at, like I said, beta test. So as soon as we kind of configure the best route we're going to go with this line, then we'll put the TV up. It'll be up high. That way you can take a look at it, kind of like when you go to a TJ Maxx or a Ross. Mm-hmm. They kind of have something very similar. TJ Maxx, the most part, has something like that. So,
yeah.
Again, great feedback. I know you're loving it.
No, I'm loving it.
All that good stuff.
No, right? I was like, who is this stranger talking to me? Right? I was like, wasn't even in line yet, right. Which is in the aisles, and all of a sudden, like, it dawned on me. I was like, who is this person talking to me right now?
I do have to say, I though.
Did they repeat themselves?
Get the aisle.
That's what you need. The second
get
one.
The register.
Please get to,
now.
The slightly irritated one that puts step in step.
Well, that's why I keep saying we're in a beta test. I mean, folks were telling me they're, you know, the TV screen's right in number 5. So you hit 5, and people are going, wait, there's 4, there's 6, where's 5? It's right in the middle. So just remember, if you get called at 5, it's right behind the TV screen. So again, appreciate everyone's patience. And, you know, we'll see how it goes and continue that. So it's not something that's going to go away. So those of you who haven't given us a great positive feedback on that, I'm sorry. just keeping it real. So that being said, moving on to the next couple things that are happening. Renovation-wise, again, we're kind of at a standstill at the current moment. That's why you guys haven't seen any changes. However, on a positive note, the cash office has moved back home. That's the way I like to call it. So we have now opened up both windows for Western Union, trying to figure all that out as well. Cash office services are back to normal. There is a new hallway that you have to go into. For those of you who are wondering where that hallway went, because there, when you walk back there, the old hallway is now nothing but green drywall. Mm-hmm. So it's on the left side, kind of where we had the temporary Western Union desk at. So go to the left, you'll go down there. So you can drop off your coins again. We can process cash for you, all that good stuff, if you need some change. We know there's upcoming events that you may possibly need change for, all that good stuff. So, again, community, we appreciate it. I know most of the community who sends money back really appreciates us now getting the two windows as opposed to the one. Again, something's better than nothing. At the end of the day, you know, we're make sure that everyone's safe and comfortable in the new environment. I mean, the amount of money, I joke with the cash office, the amount of money we put into the place that counts the money is awesome. So, you know, big shout out to the team over there, and big shout out to my entire team who's done a great job trying to get us moved back in. It's been a process. That's the best way I can kind of let everybody know. So let's talk about it. Navy Blue Friday. Everybody wants to know about it. Most of you know it as Black Friday. We call it Navy Blue Friday here at the Navy Exchange. So that being said, we will be open normal operating hours. So no need to open up, get there and stand in line. Hey, if you want to stand in line at 4 o'clock, we'll see you at 7 o'clock, because that's what time my team will be showing up.
Just tell them to have breakfast. Look, I'm telling you, you gotta work this for yourself. Have them have breakfast.
Have you ever worked retail? Have you ever worked retail?
I have.
Do you know what people smell like right after Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving.
Have the Thanksgiving. That sounds like a better plus to me.
On a side note, we will also be open on Thanksgiving Day. And I know we actually get asked that a lot. We've been open Thanksgiving Day for the last 6 years that I've been here.
Oh, wow.
It's actually a really big day for people to send money back home. On top of that, for all of you last-minute people who do want to make some last-minute purchases, you know, everyone always forgets the butter. Someone forgets the heavy whipping cream,
right.
You know, yeah. So that being said, we are at limited hours for that one day. Mm-hmm. It'll be 900 to 1600. So it's a very short window. It will be the only operation that it's open. Everything else will be secure. As the holiday continues, we'll let everybody know. However, like I said, most of our holiday hours stay to 900 to 1700, with the exception of Marine Hill, which is always open 24/7. Marine Hill will open the next following day after Thanksgiving at 5. So I just want to put that out there. They will be secure as well. Like I said, the only thing that will be open Thanksgiving Day will be the main store. And again, we'll talk about it as the weeks go. Again, just a friendly reminder, we're still doing free layaway. Price matching, there is some rules and regulations when it comes to Navy Blue Friday, so come to the store, special orders. Again, you know, we don't always need to get an email from all of y'all. Come into the store. You're bound to come in, right?
That's right.
You got to go somewhere else, unless there's a secret store that nobody knows about.
You can't go down the street to Walmart.
Hey, don't tell anybody. that was supposed to be our secret. Pay anything else, sir, unless you got some.
Use your Star Card, too.
I was thinking about it.
If you need to pay your balance, you have to go online to pay your balance. But you can use your Star Card. Let's put that out there.
CMC does not recognize the Navy Exchange. We do not. No, I'm just kidding. Yes. So, and hopefully you've gotten your new Star Card, because the new Star Cards come with chips. I've got my new one. It works great. Just make sure you let the cashier know if you're using the old one or the new one. Eventually, all the old ones will expire this year, and you should be getting the new one. So, Penny, any questions, sir, you got for me?
No, that's it. Hey, NEX Commissary Team, hey, thanks for everything that you guys do to support the community. You guys are doing an awesome job, and we look forward to what's ahead and all the great deals and renovations. And no, Alex, thanks.
Not a problem. Appreciate it. I love L.A.
All All right, Gitmo, we are back. Hey, we were jamming to some old school Michael Jackson there. hey, in the studio, we have Caleb, we have Karen, and we have Dan. How was your weekend?
My weekend's up. This is Caleb. I'll start first. if you haven't been listening before, you know, this is me. This is who I am. Well, because Dan's in here, so normally it's just me and Karen. So just making sure, hey, it's not Dan, it's Caleb. Yep. So my weekend was good. College football. I don't know if you guys talked a little bit about that, but me being from Georgia, Georgia played Florida this week. Now, I'm not a Georgia fan. Okay. I am a Florida State fan. So I do have to point out that it is hard to fear the chomp this year because of Florida's not good. Now, Florida State is 1-7.
Right. So Georgia got lucky. We got hurt.
I'm a Gamecock fan, so they did remarkable. They did good.
Yep.
They beat the number 18 team in
the game was not a Georgia half.
Right. Yep. Carson Beck was playing like bad, and but then you know a bad team let him come back in it and win.
Well, yeah. So.
An injured team.
Karen, how are you a Florida fan?
Because I married a Florida fan.
Also, you should know, he went to Florida State,
he did.
Which is crazy. Anyways. All right. That's all I got on the college front. I guess Georgia's going to win it all. Who knows? I don't know.
We'll see.
No way.
I'm really excited about that FSU game. That's going to be a toilet bowl. That's what bowl they're going to be playing. Yeah. It's a toilet bowl.
Shots just been fired.
Florida and Florida State.
We don't like Florida State, so that's okay.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that game will be a toilet bowl because of two crappy teams.
No.
Oh, wow.
Okay, coming up this weekend, we have our pro volleyball tour. Now, these are sand volleyball players, but we're going to be doing two indoor clinics on Saturday. Kids clinic at 10 a.m., adult clinic at 12. And then during the week, Monday through Thursday, every night we're going to have a tournament. Now we're going to have two outdoor tournaments, sand volleyball, and two indoor tournaments. And that is for 16 and up. Okay. And what they're going to do is, I believe the format is, they're going to play a tournament and the winner of that tournament is going to play at the pros. And maybe the pros will hop in on some teams and pop in for some points, stuff like that. It'll be a lot of interactive. But every night, 6:30, Monday and Wednesday will be outside on the sand volleyball court, and Tuesdays and Thursday will be inside in the gym.
Okay.
So, yeah, we got four semi-pros coming in. So come out on Saturday to learn from them and then, you know, use what you learn during the week.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah.
And then coming up on Friday, we have the high roller poker tournament. So that is on Friday. And we have about half signed up right now, so about 15. So we're looking for more people to sign up. Buy-in for that is 50. So this is our high roller tournament because normally we do 25, but still, you know, 50 is nowadays not a lot of money. unfortunately. Yeah, you got to stretch it. So please go to the marina to sign up for that. I think last week I might have said, maybe, I don't know, we can go back to the tape, might have said Bayview to sign up. So go to the marina and sign up for that, please. All right, and then next is the ruck, Gitmo Ruck 8. This is roughly a 10-mile ruck, so make sure you are preparing now for that, and you can sign up for that at the Dennis Fitness Center. That is $20 per person. Roughly, we've got about 400 people signed up now. So come join in on the fun. It's going to be a big one. CMC, you going to be out there? Rocking?
I'm going to be out there.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not just going to wear my t-shirt.
Yeah.
About to get him started all over again.
We don't have enough time for me to start on that. All right. And then next week, we have the seafood boil. So you can sign up for that at the Windjammer Ballroom. Yes. We like lobster. We're going to have lobster tails this time. Very excited about that. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
And then next Friday, we have trivia night. So that happens once a month. That is going to be next Friday, November 15th, 6:30 at the Tiki Bar. And with the time change, it'll be nice and dark. So we'll have the tiki torches lit out there. You know, the bugs will already be gone because, you know, they're out there for the first 30 minutes to an hour. Then they leave and
Maybe they'll fog the day before.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know about you. Those mosquitoes are out for forever.
Oh, man.
They're just waiting.
Look, this is not a complaint about the fog, but I was trying to work out
at my house the other morning, and that fog comes by at like 5:15 in the morning. So the whole time I'm working out outside, I'm just breathing that fog. Probably not good. Yes. Probably not good. Yeah, I'll probably die. Good times. Class action suit coming in about 30 years from now.
Have you ever served that Guantanamo Bay?
Did you drink the water? Did you breathe? Did you breathe the fog?
Did you inhale the fog?
Good times, Gitmo. All right, and then it's a good retirement plan. All right, then next Saturday, November 16th, we have our craft fair. This is a great time to come and grab those presents for loved ones or friends or anyone for Christmas. So go, like I said, Saturday, November 16th at the Windjammer Ballroom. And then I believe the last thing I have for now is the half marathon 10K. That is November 30th at the end of the month. That is going to be 6 a.m. at Phillips Dive Park. $15. You can run the half marathon or the 10K. 10K, which is 6.2. Thank you very much. And the half marathon is 13.1. Now, my last thing.
I got your back, friend.
I appreciate that. Is our magic show, our Alakazam magic show. So this is anyone can come to this. And I remember the last time we did this, we had quite a bit of adults there, which I love because everyone loves magic. Right. And the last person we brought in was really good, and it wasn't just for kids. Now, yes, this is for kids. You know, it's a magic show. Mm-hmm. But everyone come out. That is November 22nd and 23rd, 6 p.m. in the Windjammer Ballroom. This is a free event. Don't miss out.
Yeah.
Don't miss out. We love free. We love
I'm already
free.
Interested in the magic, but free?
Yeah. Free.
Free 99 is my favorite term. We love free.
That's it for me.
All right. Well, thanks. All right, you high rollers. Get out there and get your sign up for the poker tournament.
Right.
You know?
Oh, I just do that. Okay. That's hello.
All right, Karen.
Hey, good afternoon. So I don't have a lot to put out for CYP. Just want to remind everybody we have our Give Parents a Break on November 9th. So last day to register is this Wednesday. We do ask families to prepay so we can provide staffing because we'll adjust the staffing, bring in the right numbers of folks for the right numbers of kids. We have a good turnout right now, but we want to, invite the community. It's in support of the Marine Corps ball, but you don't have to attend the ball. You can just kind of do your own thing. We don't ask where you go or what you do. So, yes, be back by 11:30, and then we're good to go. That's right. It's a good, it's a good time for our parents to get a little break, and the kids have a really good time. So that'll be 5:30 to 11:30 on the 9th, and then we are closed on November 11th for Veterans Day. We appreciate and thank all our veterans, and we want everybody to have a nice, hopefully enjoyable, relaxing day. And the last thing, I really just wanted to turn the microphone over to Dan Saracini. He is, he is a Marine.
I am.
Yep. And he's our new school liaison, and we're happy to have him on board. We are still in the process of getting him up and running on his government email, but he is in his office. We have ways to contact him and want to make sure the community knows that he's here, ready to serve, and a good outreach. So I just wanted to introduce him, and I think he just has a couple things to talk about, or maybe not.
Thank you, ma'am. Good afternoon. So, I am Dan Saracini. I'm the new SLO here in Gitmo. Fingers crossed, SARs are signed. I should have a real email by this Friday, but it's Gitmo, so we'll see. But if you use that Gitmo SL at usnavy.mil, us.navy.mil, that's a OMB, and then someone will see that and then forward it to my personal. I am over at the Fleet and Family Service Center, building room 11 with the cool palm tree light up in there. I'm all around. There's nowhere to go. I'm here. I'm somewhere. I'm in the nets with the screaming children. The couple things I just wanted to bring up is the PTSO meeting tonight. If you're a member, please come on out. Get involved, bring up your ideas, your concerns, your complaints. I can't address it if we don't know about it. And then obviously the town hall next week on the 14th. Okay. Less my lane, but I will be there to write things down and take notes. From the school, a big thing is substitutes. I was a substitute until I came over here. They need substitutes. And if you want to get out and get involved with the community and just see your kids in school and, you know, have a good time, appreciate teachers more, go ahead. It's on USA Jobs, and you can sign up for that. It's a really great experience. It's a great time, especially if you're kind of in between positions out here. But other than that, I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be on board, and I can't wait to get going.
All right. Well, listen, hey.
Oh, office phone number is 757-458-4220. And I'm learning how to set the voicemail. Apparently the power went out. Who knew here in Gitmo? And the old code doesn't work anymore. So if you've left the message, I never got it. But today or tomorrow, we're going to sit down with IT and reset the phone. So it'll be up and running with my amazing voice shortly. All right, thank you. All right.
Hey, well, listen, hey, thanks for stopping by. There's a lot going out there. Remember, there's cheerleading, there's soccer, there's flag football. It was really awesome to go by the school to the academic event and watch the students, you know, get their certificates for their academic achievements. So that was really awesome to see. So get out and support the team. And thanks for stopping by, and we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right, Gitmo, we are back. Hey, that song that you just listened to, They Not Like Us. Hey, that was the Firefighter Balls theme song.
Yes.
They were basically telling the entire community that, hey, we have the best party in town. There is no one out there like us.
Yes.
And let me tell you, it was a good event. You guys did a great job. I've got the dynamic duo in the studio.
Yes.
So how was your weekend? I know you're gonna comment this time.
Oh, yeah. It's good. I mean, the ball.
It was great.
The
it was wonderful.
Ball. That was the highlight of the week.
Oh yeah.
The weekend.
Yes.
The ball.
I got no complaint.
Yeah. I'm gonna just say that it was a good weekend.
But just remember, the Marines are out there, right?
Ooh.
They're in standby mode, so we don't know what's up their sleeve. But
They're always good.
But they're not like y'all.
No, they're not like
you know, us. She said they're good. She didn't say they were great. She didn't say they were.
They're not like us. Shout out to Fire Chief
Bassett.
No, his speech was on point. I love the way that he kind of inserted, you know, songs and that sort of thing.
Well.
That was really
that
unique.
Was
yeah, that's very creative. And he did a wonderful job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wonderful job.
Definitely.
Yep. And then, of course, the MC.
Oh, my
yes, ma'am.
Master of ceremonies.
Yes, ma'am.
She did a great job, too. It was so upbeat.
It was good.
The vibe, the energy.
Yes,
it was very uplifting.
We had to keep it. And that's the thing with the fire department ball. We try to keep the beat up, you know, because, like I said before, it's not like ordinary ball. We want to keep people moving on their feet and stuff. Mm-hmm. And of course, our entertainment, I want to make sure I give a shout out to Firefighter Drisdale, our local Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
he did a wonderful job.
He did it.
Wonderful job. And of course, before I forget, let me make sure again, as usual, we got a shout out to the Bayview and the Windjammer staff for excellent service.
Yeah, the food was on point.
It was on point.
It was really good.
It was so good.
Yes.
I looked down, I thought somebody stole my fish. I ate it. I was like, wait a minute. Somebody stole it.
Those mosquitoes didn't pick it up.
And you know, and to say that, because I don't want to leave anyone out again, I said it before and I'll say it again. CYP and the fire department, we work together closely. So without them or without MRR, Windjammer, Bayview staff, CYP, you know, it would have been that much a success without those teams. And I want to make sure I big up my civilians, meaning, yes, to everyone who volunteered and helped us to set up, but Miss Raylene. I say again, Miss Raylene and Miss Stacy Clark. Let me tell you, man. Zania, thank you as well from MRR and your off time to assist with our balloon setup.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I gotta get a shout out to the persons that helped us to make it possible.
Yeah. And it was beautiful. The decorations and everything.
Yes.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. So absolutely. Teamwork made the dream work, sir.
Hey.
Let's run it back.
That's right.
One more time.
Next year again, man, we'll start early with fundraisers as usual. Food. Oxtail, you know, hoping we can get persons on island to assist with some things, but we can't do that without, you know, the triad.
Yes.
So we're going to need your help with that. We're working early on that.
Okay.
You know.
Most definitely.
Yes,
you know
sir.
That we have your support.
I know. Yes. Thank you very much.
Love it.
All right. Well, hey, today's a big day, too.
Hello.
Election day.
Insert Miss K. I know they sick of me when they see me. Oh, here she come. No, today's the day, though.
Yeah, it
today.
Is.
It's happening today. They said, I saw on Facebook, America's gender reveal. We're going to see if it's a girl or a boy.
Love it. Let's see. Okay, so today's the day, y'all. You don't have to say, oh, shoot, I missed my voting opportunity. It depends on your state. And I've emphasized this. Go to fvap.gov, put your state in, and you can see what the extension is for your state. I'm still receiving ballots even as of this morning, and I've been telling people, just make sure you're, you know, it's going to be counted. You know, yeah. I'll take it by all means, but you want to go and track and make sure it's going to be counted. Like, for example, Florida has until next Friday.
Oh,
if
wow.
you are from Florida, you can still mail out this week. Mm-hmm. We have that one flight, like I told you, on Friday, so get your ballots in by noon on Thursday.
Okay.
Texas, Alabama, and Cali has until Tuesday, so you'll be pushing it close. Mm-hmm. New York has almost 2 weeks. I don't know what they got going on. They have 2 weeks, you know, Georgia the 8th, this Friday, you know. So that's just examples of different states, but like I said, I don't know them by heart, but you want to go to fvap.gov and just check. And if you still got time, come and see me before noon on Thursday. I'll get your ballot out this week and get it there.
Yeah, I was watching CNN this morning, and there's this small town in Georgia. they were talking, there were six local residents there, and they announced their votes, and it was a 3-3 tie.
Oh, wow.
Three for Harris, three for Trump. I thought it was pretty unique that they
kind of... That is cool.
Yeah, they showcased that.
That is cool. Yeah. So they won't be when I run off
the first
states.
Official, you know, votes ever announced.
That's dope. Well, I know Tennessee. I don't know anyone here from Tennessee. You don't have an extension. Your vote got to be in there by 8 p.m. tonight.
Uh-oh.
So, unfortunately. But again, if you got any questions, come by. I got that big, nice, expensive TV in the lobby. I go to FVAP and help. I've helped some folks out just this morning, you know, figuring out if they're too late or whatever. So, that's the voting thing. Vote, 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 right? New arrivals, welcome to newcomers to the island. I'll be in the NDOT briefing on November 20th giving some pertinent postal information. If you have specific questions, just stop by during business hours. I'll help you out. You know, I'm very friendly. Ain't that right?
Yes, you are, ma'am.
All right. And available stamps. I have those holiday stamps I was telling y'all about. I did post them on Get More Connections. They're so pretty. So if you send out Christmas cards or anything like that, stop by. I didn't get a lot because... Some people don't like stamps, and I don't want to, you know, purchase more than I need. But we have a limited quantity. But if you like them, go. Well, if you see them and you like them, just come by and get them. Regular price, you know, full book of 20 stamps. And then that's really all I got, 100% ID check, and use the sensors on the doors. That's it. They keep telling me, like, hey, keep telling them about the sensors. Yeah,
stop smashing the doors.
It is, bro. We need the Walmart doors.
The Walmart
to open that way, not that way, because people aren't used to that. We need that way. So I don't know. You know,
you need space for that. Though.
Yeah, maybe we can do a fundraiser. You can cook for us, and then we can do a fundraiser, and we can raise some money.
What? Yeah.
See what I did there? Y'all see what I did there? That's all Miss K from the post office got for y'all. Yeah.
All right. Hey, yeah, but the most important thing today is to vote.
Vote.
Right?
Vote. Absolutely. It's not too late if you don't know.
You know, hey, there's a line there where you can write somebody in. So, you know, vote for me because, hey, my platform is going to be
somebody.
4 work days, right?
Hello. Right. Oh, he got my vote. He got me.
I'm listening.
He got me.
Doesn't that sound good?
He said, real.
I'm listening.
Work day?
Really good.
4 weeks.
I'm listening.
Let's go.
All right. Well, listen, hey, thanks for stopping by. Thanks for what you guys do to support the command and keep up the great work.
For sure.
All right. All right, Gitmo, we are back. We have Jag in the studio. How are you doing today?
Good afternoon, CMC. Doing great. My Carolina Panthers actually won a game this weekend. I was so shocked.
I was
very surprised, that's for sure.
Great. What do you have for us today?
So no Halloween jokes now that October's over. Halloween's gone. So today's joke is kind of, you know, turkey-themed. Why did the turkey bring a microphone to dinner? So this one's kind of a radio and a turkey one, talking about a microphone. Why did the turkey bring a microphone to dinner?
You got me on that one.
Because he was ready for the roast.
Okay. Okay. I can get with that one. I can get with that one. Yeah. All right.
All right. I got one for you.
Okay.
Why can't a nose be 12 inches long?
Why can't a nose be 12 inches long?
My gosh.
Pinocchio?
I like the response. What is it?
Because then it would be a foot.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I like those. Okay.
All right. You got any legal news for us?
Yes, CBC. So I got a couple announcements. So since we're into November, coming up on December, the end of the new fiscal year, right, but also the end of the year for all the non-federal entities, so all the organizations on base. And that goes, you know, Chief Petty Officer Association, First Class Association, you know, Reef Raiders, et cetera, all those types of organizations. So you have to, each year you have to renew your status and get, you know, renew your authorization to operate on site. Any Navy installation, not just here, it happens at any base. But there's a process for that, and the process is pretty clear in the instruction. Sometimes I say it's clear as mud, though. People ask questions. Some of you have already. So thank you to all the organizations who have already reached out to our office and already submitted your renewal paperwork. But all you have to do is you read that instruction that you got when you initially created your organization or renewed earlier this year. You just have to resubmit enclosures 1 through 8 with the updated audit. So you can't just reuse your audit from last year. You just got to, you know, do your audit for this year. And it's just, and then, you know, what is that audit? That audit's literally just that little audit sheet that you have that's there in the instruction. Fill it out, sign it, and submit all the stuff to the legal office using our email distro. You know, don't, you know, email directly to me, just meet my email or Ellen too. Use that email distro so we all see it and can respond appropriately. And just read that instruction and resubmit enclosures 1 through 8. If you don't have that instruction because you're new and you took over for somebody and, you know, had bad turnover or what have you, right, just go to our website. Shout out to the PAO. He updated the base website. And if you actually Google, you know, Naval Station Guantanamo Bay legal, it'll pop up to the link on the CNIC webpage, and it'll have a PDF fillable version of the instruction for you to use.
Perfect. All right, so we'll make sure we get those in. Is there a deadline? Or?
There is. You see, that's the one thing I forgot to mention. Yeah, so if you, the deadline is by the end of December. So if you don't, if failure to renew your paperwork means after December, come New Year's Day, you are no longer allowed to operate on the base. So if you want to have a base fundraiser anytime after, you know, start in January, you want to sell a t-shirt at the next, right? And you don't renew by the end of December, you're not authorized. But it's pretty easy to renew. Just fill out that paperwork again and send it to our office.
Okay. All right. Well, make sure you guys submit those documents.
Absolutely.
All right, great. You got anything else for us?
That's it, seems.
All right. Well, listen, hey, thanks for stopping by. I hope you have a good rest of the week. And try to stay dry out there. It's wet.
Yeah, it's tough right now.
All right, TMC, should we get into some naval history real
quick?
Yeah,
you want to kick it off?
Sure. Okay. So November 5th, 1917, the Motor Patrol boat Alcido SP-166, a converted yacht assigned patrol duty off the coast of France, is sunk by a torpedo fired from UC-71. 22 members of the crew are lost. Alcido is the first U.S. Navy vessel lost in World War I.
All right, then November 6, 1865, the Confederate raider Shenandoah arrives at Liverpool, England, upon being informed by the British Foreign Ministry that the Civil War has ended. Skipper Lieutenant James I. Waddell lowers the last official Confederate flag.
November 7, 1861, the gunboats Lexington and Tyler support troops under the command of General Ulysses S. Grant during the Battle of Belmont in Missouri by engaging Confederate batteries along the Mississippi River and covering Grant's withdrawal upon the arrival of Confederate reinforcements.
And then November 8, 1861, in a controversial action, the screw frigate San Jacinto, under Captain Charles Wilkes, stops the British mail steamer Trent in Old Bahama Channel. Crewmen from the Union ship remove Confederate commissioners James Mason and John Slidell, and San Jacinto proceeds to Fort Monroe, Virginia, arriving on 15 November. The international uproar caused by the seizure of the men from a ship of a neutral nation prompts the release of the Confederate officials who, on 1 January 1862, depart Boston, Massachusetts for England on board the British ship Rinaldo.
And that finishes up our naval history
news. Okay. Well, listen, I think that wraps things up here. Before I drop the mic, I just want to say for all those newcomers on board the installation, welcome. And there is a lot to do on the island. Make sure that you get out there and check out MWR, some of the CYP programs, the high school. There is a lot to do. And then, of course, for those of you that are PCSing or transferring, I just want to say, hey, thank you for your support to Naval Station and also your respective commands. And as you close this chapter out and open up a new chapter, I want to wish you all the best. All right, that's it. I'm on leave next week, so Chief Williams will be standing in for me. So until next time, have a great week, and I'm out.